Mr. Michael Johnson, your conductor here, will be the lead, so just hang on, and the next voice you hear will be the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, sir.
Good morning, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, if you just give me one moment.
Mr. Neal and Dr. Wright.
Sir, we're gonna go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're gonna start out phase two with first getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Westby. Then we're going to go over some information with you, Mr. Hamilton. Then I'm gonna give you the opportunity to present any information that you'd like to present to the board, okay?
All right,
Mr. Westby.
On February 15th, 2018, Mr. Hamilton was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested April 27th, 2018 by ADC staff, no new charges. He was back in DOC custody April 27th, 2018, with a projected community supervision end date of August 18th, 2018, zero abscond days. Prior conviction 2015, sexual assault, 3.5 years. Prior conviction 2005, kidnapping, 10 years. This is his second term at DOC, CUIR score 3.3, mental health score 2, substance abuse score 1. There's no gang information noted, no prior terms of supervision. His disciplinary violations are moderate, with drugs and violence noted. Other arrest, 2003, kidnapping, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. 2003, sexual assault, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. His community risk score is a G3-B3. Mr. Hamilton is a level 3 sex offender, registerable, notifiable, SVP reviewable.
Okay. So, Mr. Hamilton, I see that when you were released, you were approved to reside at 3418 West Leoville Lane in Phoenix, but you didn't have any other residence that was approved. Were you still staying at that address, sir?
Yes, sir.
Whose address is that? Who lives there?
It's my auntie's address.
That's your auntie's house? Okay. So were you working during this period of time, sir?
No, sir. I was not working.
Okay. Well, I see when you were originally released, you were assigned the color navy. That was subsequently on February 27th. That color was changed to silver due to increased sanctions for use of cocaine. And according to the history, it says on February 26th, you were positive for cocaine. Then March 2nd, you had negative. Then March 14th, you were negative. Then April 13th, positive for marijuana. And then April 23rd, positive for alcohol and THC. Lower than the UA submitted on the 13th. So, what was going on with you during this period of time? So, you looked like you got out, you did cocaine, and you had two negatives, one positive for marijuana, then alcohol. What was going on with you during this period of time, Mr. Hamilton?
I have no excuses for what I did. I was just frustrated with the job search and stuff when I was going through with the parole. But I have no excuses for what I've done. And I take full responsibility for it.
Okay, so you were sanctioned and you were put into a program for 90 days. Did you complete that program?
I participated in the program. I never got to complete it because I got arrested on the 27th. But I went every time.
So is there a reason why you relapsed and you know, it looks like you started doing cocaine, then you started smoking marijuana, and then you started doing alcohol. Was that just a gradual descent or what?
Excuse me?
You started out doing cocaine when you first got released, then you started smoking marijuana, then you started drinking alcohol. So what were you doing? Were you trying to just not use drugs, or that's just the way it occurred?
No, I was trying not to use drugs, and I did stop using drugs, but I had some alcohol with my lunch, so I knew I wasn't supposed to do it, but I would like to try parole again and put psychological reasons.
So have you had any psych exam since you've been incarcerated, sir?
Yeah, I don't have, I'm not mentally ill or nothing like that, but, you know, I took a psych, the man's thing that they do, the original stuff that they give you when you come in at Hamburg, the evaluation and stuff like that.
All right. You don't have any psych medications now?
No.
And you said when you originally got it in there, you went up for the evaluation, but you haven't had any other evaluation?
No, I'm sorry.
What about sex offender program? Have you taken any sex offender program?
No. When I first got released in 2012, I had taken a lie detector test that the judge took me off for all sex offender times due to my lie detector results.
The judge took you off. So, that's not showing that, according to the information we have. You're still...
It's a 2012?
Yes, sir. Well, you got a sexual offense in 2015 and 2003.
See, I did, originally I signed a plea for kidnapping. They gave me 10 years. Mm-hmm. They gave me short person. They gave me lifetime probation for the attempted sexual assault. That's what I'm doing right now, is killing the sexual assault. The attempted sexual assault case, which is, they gave me 3.5 years. So I never had to do any sex class treatment, sex offender treatment programs, or nothing like that.
Well, during the time that you were in, you didn't take, what about, did you go to any NA or AA programming since you've been in there?
Yes, when I was there the first time, yeah, I did take SOETP, I did. Well, I was incarcerated, but when I got out, I never had to take any of that.
Okay. So what were you doing with your Facebook account, sir, that you had on your phone? What did you use that for?
Well, my immediate family was in Louisiana. Mm-hmm. All my family is in Louisiana. And that's how I got to talk to my mom, see my mom. That's the only way I was seeing my mom. Well, when he told me to take it off, I didn't mess with him.
So what type of program would you say you want to try to go into now, sir?
It's called Corazon, inpatient treatment.
So while you're out, sir, why didn't you work with your parole officer trying to get in some type of treatment program?
I don't know. That's a good question. I was already in class CHC, which was a...
Understood this, but did you have lifetime probation for the sexual assault?
Yes, ma'am.
And then did you violate that, and is that why you got the conviction in 2015?
Yes.
Okay, so after you serve this sentence, you will no longer have probation?
And no longer have probation or parole, no ma'am.
Okay, all right, I understand now. And then my only other question is, you had mentioned that you weren't working, although it looks like you may have worked a little bit painting houses. But who was paying for the drugs that you were using? Who paid for them?
Well, nobody paid for them. It was a female that I met that she, her old friend, she...
Okay. All right. Okay, thank you, sir. Thank you, Mr. Johnson.
Any more questions? All right, Mr. Hamilton, Board's going to go into discussion as we come up on the conclusion of your hearing. So is there anything else you'd like to say to the board prior to the board going into discussion without repeating yourself, sir?
No, sir.
All right, so Mr. Hamilton, the board's going to go into discussion. A lot of boards are in discussion, so I'm going to ask you to remain silent. I will stay on the phone so you can hear the discussion taking place for the board. But at that time, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision, okay?
All right.
The board is now into discussion. Mr. Hamilton said that he was able to find a job and got a little frustrated and depressed and did coke and drank some alcohol and started smoking marijuana while he was out of his PO, tried to help him, put him in some program, get him off of it, but he continued to use some form of drugs, and once the PO wind up violating, he will be eligible to be released on August 18th of 2018, which is, a couple of months away, a few months away, that he'll be eligible for parole. He would like to get into a program. It's an inpatient program that he would like to get into. But I think it would be in the best interest of Mr. Hamilton to remain incarcerated until the time that he's eligible to be released, which is August 18th of 2018. And while he's there, to work on a program with his CO to see what type of programs and what's available for him when he gets out. Plus, also check to see if he needs any medications, to get any medications that he may need, any rehab program that he may be able to get into while he's incarcerated. I think that would be helpful for him so that when he does get released, that he'll have a better understanding and more of a grasp of his life and won't have any negative contacts with law enforcement. That's my opinion. I've been to listen to the rest of my colleagues.
I agree.
Okay. Therefore, I am going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Hamilton, finding he was delinquent, finding the terms and conditions of his supervision, and then had lapses, about to lapse in the criminal ways of company as he had relapsed and started back to using illegal drugs to wit marijuana and cocaine.
Second.
Agree.
Motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse. Agree, Mr. Quinones. Agree, Mr. Neal. Agree, Dr. Wright. Mr. Hamilton.
Yes.
So the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. You will be released on August 18th of 2018, which is a couple of months away, so a little more than a couple of months away, and you won't be on any parole or community supervision at the time that you're released, so you'll be able to move around and go where it will be the most productive atmosphere for you to ask again. So we do want to wish you the best and hope that when you are released, sir, that you don't have any more negative contacts with law enforcement again. So you have a good day. Thank you for taking the time to appear, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Would you put the CO3 back on the phone, sir?